Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, January 21st, 2022. Tonight we're going to do a lot of energy work. So I want you to go get your crystals, which is going to amplify what we do. And we're going to focus on cutting ties and binds the earth has to Satan, removing dark energy overlays over the earth, screwing up the great reset. How can we not, right? And negating 5G and whatever else we can get to. So while you're getting your crystals, I just wanted to ask everybody, how are you all doing with going through Mercury in retrograde? You know, I think we're through with the 29th, so give it 3 days after that to get out of the curve, and it'll be clear sailing again. So for those of you that don't know what Mercury in retrograde is, it can be quite interesting. Mechanical things can go wrong. Appointments may go wrong. Conversations, communication. Oh my God. You know, like if you have an appointment, have a backup for the appointment, and then have a backup for the backup, and learn to go with the wind. Anything brand new in Mercury in retrograde, because a lot of times once it goes direct, things fall apart. But you can just gain momentum during that time, or it's a good time to complete. And that means a business, you know, don't start a business or a brand new relationship. But if it's something that started before then, you're good to go. So, you know, keep your sense of humor with it all. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit of what I see happening on the earth from the energy work that we've done. And, you know, on some of it, I'm not quite sure where I stand. Now, one of the big things I've noticed is that everybody is talking about the mass hypnosis that's going on. And I agree with that 100%. There is a mass hypnosis going on. And then the other thing, oh my goodness, is all of a sudden all these countries are releasing and letting go of their mandates and letting go of the shots, the mandate for the shots and the passports, which I think is really great. And maybe it's a beginning, okay? I like to think that it is a beginning. We have to wait and see if it is from our light work and energy work we've done, or if it's from something else. Again, I like to think it's from the light work. And on Valentine's Day, 4 o'clock Hawaiian time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to do another energy work, quantum leap for the earth, and keep that energy work for world enlightenment going. So if you got your chance, you know, if you don't, look for them. And if you don't, I will post them again so we can all do it together and, you know, keep enlightenment energy manifesting. You know, it's not a time to stop. And where, you know, what would success look like for enlightenment? Well, Australia and Austria will be free. And so will rest of the world. I mean, they've really given us a base to go on now. You know, no mandates. No passports, no digital, no great reset. And you'll see people talking about healthful ways to stay healthy and vitamins and minerals, and they'll get off of the vaccine. And God, I don't know about you, but I am so ready for it. Okay, so we're going to do energy work. Now, what I want you to do while we're doing it is we are going to do a bubble of light, and I'm going to put in that bubble, the energy work that we are doing. And as I'm doing it, you know, I want you to send energy into the bubble, but I also want you to do some creative visualization, actually see this happening. Okay. All right. So for those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit straight up. Put your hands in your lap right now like you're going to receive and just start taking some gentle, deep breaths. I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with light. So keep doing that till I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And we're going to call to all your teachers, guides, masters, the cosmic beings, the whales, the dolphins, the elemental kingdom, the angels, all the beings that work with you, and invite them in to amplify the energy work that we're doing tonight. So, and I want you to imagine in your mind's eye, we're sitting in this huge stadium and we're holding hands, creating many circles, all connected through our heart chakra. And in the center of the stadium, I'm going to put this huge, 100,000 pound crystal to really amplify what we're going to do. And then above that, we're going to put the bubble of light. So I want you to imagine in your mind's eye that you're holding hands, everybody's holding hands. And I want you to feel yourself reconnect to the creator and all this incredible high divine healing energy come pouring into your crown chakra and allow it to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, I want you to feel every cell, atom, molecule of your chakra reconnecting to the creator. And you become an even more awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now allow that energy to flow all the way down your legs, out your feet into the earth, and allow it to flow down your right arm, your right hand, into the next person, and feel that energy flow into a circle going to the right, and everybody connects and we become one. And now we're going to send love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is now closed. So only that which is light may enter. Now we're going to invite the trees in to take this energy and send it into the earth so the earth retains her balance and out through all her branches so humankind can react in a positive light. We call to all the crystals, rock stones, minerals, all the earth keepers on the planet to lock into our big earth keeper in the center and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. I call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and power spots on the planet to lock in to our energy circle and amplify what we're doing even more. And I'm going to ask that everyone participating receives a healing and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. So now I want you to feel yourself. Take a gentle breath, and as you exhale, again, feel yourself reconnect to the creator and all that incredible energy come pouring out into your crown chakra, all the way through your body, down your arm, out your hands. You're going to face your hands, palms out toward the center, and send all this energy into this bubble of light. It can also come out your chakras. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put earth and humanity. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut ties to all satanic magic around all life forms, organic, inorganic, including all movie stars, all singers, all illusion makers, the music, TV, movie, cable, and radio communication fields, industries, politicians, leaders, religious leaders, military personnel of all ranks, all decision makers, all billionaires, plants and animals worldwide, anyone who will sacrifice their spiritual values for power, knowledge, or material gain, a Fautesian pact. This includes all skin this magic is written on, no matter where Satan keeps it hidden, as ties to all satanic black magic and pacts that were made with Satan are cut. We call the violet flame to clean up all that dark energy, and then we send the angel light energy to heal it, fill it up with the creator's divine love. We command the skin and the parchments to now be neutral, only emitting love. I call upon the fire elemental to blaze and burn in all the vaults of Satan and everywhere these skins and parchments of magic are kept. Let the flame do their final cleansing. I now see all satanic vaults, ethereal or in physical, in flame and burning till all skin and parchments that contracts are written on are in ashes. All trusts are hereby dissolved through the sacred trust that God has with humans to set us free. We cut all black magic, satanic ties, and bind Satan as placed on all life forms, souls, the planet Earth, going back to the time when Satan was cast out of heaven through this present time and future of our planet. The ties and binds of this energy and all souls are now cut free from your bondage. Satan owns no one. The people of this planet all have their very own direct link to God, the Creator, thus in charge of all dominion on the planet. You do not own the world, humans, nor any souls on the planet or anywhere. We can imagine our own sacred trust with the Creator, ourselves, thanks. Satan, you're fired. We now reconnect all these souls to the Creator, helping them become awakened, conscious, spiritual beings. We cut the ties to all of Satan's trust he set up, claiming all real estate as his, then binding that in magic. We again cut the ties with this trust, called the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, then we reconnect it to God. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. We call forth the fire elemental to burn this magic and all it's written on to ashes. This trust is hereby dissolved by the light of God, the Creator, and everything that is holy. We cut all ties to Satan and all trusts that make people slaves. We again cut the ties to this magic and the bonding of it with Satan. We call the violet flame through it to clean up the energy, the angel light to heal. Then we reconnect it to the Creator, commanding it to be neutral. We again call to the fire elemental to blaze through this magic till it's cleansed by fire, till ashes and dust. I see the storage vaults, physical or etheric, and physical flames now. We see all veils and overlays over all souls being removed, allowing everyone to reconnect to their higher selves, become awakened spiritual beings, fully aware of their divine missions and purposes. And as these storage vaults burn, no one is to be hurt or harmed. We cut all ties with this trust called Sisui Quivi, claiming all souls to Satan and the Catholic Church. As these ties are cut, we call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, fill it up with love of the Creator's love. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. I again call the fire elemental to burn the skin it's written on till ashes. See all souls being set free again, becoming awakened spiritual beings. We cut all ties and magical contracts Satan had with the Roman Vatican Church Empire and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angelite, and reconnected to the Creator now, becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the First through the Fourth Reich is now dissolved. We call the higher selves of all beings worshiping Satan, past, present, future, to step forward in the light of God and renounce Satan, all ties, deceptions, chaos, and wars you create. If you choose not to, which is your free will, I call to your higher self and guardian angel to put you all in positions of harmlessness now. We remove all veils, overlays you have placed on each other, cut the oaths you have taken together, binding you to each other and your projects, now removed. For those who choose to stay with Satan, again, your free will, we place you all in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces you. So any dark energy you try and send out will stay contained. And we also add the violet flame to cleanse this energy, so that energy in that bubble does not gain any strength. And the bubble of mirror will stay up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. It will dissolve when you choose to work in the light of the Creator and not Satan. Until then, this bubble keeps you powerless. May this light work be amplified 100,000-fold every time anyone listens to it. All right, we're going to fill this energy up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. And we give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So I want you to take another deep breath. And as you exhale, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the Mother Earth and all life forms. So again, let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to Michael the Archangel, Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, and all the cosmic beings and the Creator, to cut all ties to all artificial plasma in the atmosphere that was reptilian created. As we cut ties to their masters, we call the violet flame through all the cells, atoms, molecules, DNA of this plasma to clean it up. Now we reconnect it all to the Creator, filling it all up with divine love. We command it to be neutral and no longer function. See the plasma breaking up and neutralizing itself. Let it not be able to form any square or ring frequency patterns. We place a mirror in front of the scalar and plasma weapons to return all signals and frequencies back to the reptilian stations. As this is done, we see all the equipment imploding on itself. Let all computers connected with any scalar frequency machines being used, overloading with this energy that was sent back, causing the machines to also implode. I call the debris in outer space from meteors, rockets, satellites, etc., to start to magnetize to all satellites that are not being used for the highest good of all mankind and interfere with their orbit cycles. I call the Helios and Vista to reach out and embrace these satellites with so much divine electromagnetic energy that it will interfere with signals that are not being used with divine purpose. And this includes also any 5G satellites up there. I give the angels permission to interfere and divinely distort any single signals coming from those satellites. We also cut ties to all fifth dimensional energy frequency vents around Earth that's creating a dark energy overlay over the Earth to control and harness human consciousness. We cut ties to all machines that are affecting us in the 3D world through frequencies, vibrations, and sound that is directed at the electromagnetic fields to create negativity and chaos. We cancel clear all frequencies that are suppressing light, giving humans an oppressive feeling. We also cut the ties to military buoys connected to the reptilian stations and their dark masters. We command that all these buoys be contained in a circle of cement with a lead overlay to jam all frequencies, placing all these buoys in a position of harmlessness. We command that frequencies connected to the Merkaba orthogonal transformers to break down and collapse, dissolving the frequency vent that creates a self-perpetuating loop of negativity. We now send a golden solar energy through those frequencies and shift the grid so people feel positive, happy, and see their life's missions and purposes and how they're going to fulfill them. We now command the breakdown and deactivation of all scalar plasma weapons that are coming from low Earth orbit satellites that are targeting the most awakened light warriors on the planet. We also see the plasma toplet bombs that are protecting these satellites breaking down, becoming non-functional. Let's send a golden solar energy through the Earth's morphogenetic grid that neutralizes any dark energy that wants to control the grid. I call divine light, divine balance, divine male-female balance to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all sacred spots on the planet. I call the Michael Sword of Blue Flame to cut all ties to all satanic negative ceremonies that have been done, past, present, and future, on these areas. See it blaze with the violet flame to transmute these power spots to divine light. Envision these areas blazing in God's divine radiating light, sending positive, enlightened energy through the Earth and all sacred spots, radiating joy and happiness to the Earth and all her inhabitants. As these reptilians' facilities break down, we see everyone reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened, spiritual, divine, happy beings. They're also given their divine missions and purposes as they're open to new possibilities that will help them go beyond their divine potential. All right, we're going to fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in the whole earth and the great reset, which I consider it the not so great reset, along with the digital reset. So take a deep breath. And as you exhale, feel that energy flow out of you. We're going to form another bubble and we're putting this energy work in that bubble. So we called all beings of light to unite together as one, combining our creative energies. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut to pieces all plans and all energies that are feeding the great reset, the digital reset, and the transhuman slavery system. Oh, there we go. Agenda 21 and Agenda 30, along with the slogans Build Back Better and New World Order. So in your mind's eye, see those plans falling apart as more people become conscious of the intent, which is to make a slave of the masses on the planet. See the awakened masses refusing to comply, creating a revolution of divine light, quantum leaping us farther into world enlightenment. The Great Reset is biotechno-feudalism and means the issuance of medical passports, soon to be digitalized, as well as the transparency of medical records, inclusive of medical history, genetic makeup, and disease states. But it could also include the implanting of microchips that would read and report on genetic makeup and brain stats, such that even crossing a national border might one day involve a detailed brain scan to assess an individual's security risk. Now, in your mind's eye, see all those programs and computer programs blocked and scrambled. Again, see the masses not complying. See them burning those digital green passports. See the AIs turning on their masters, then destroying themselves and their programs. So let's send a special energy out toward all AI robots so they rust and malfunction. See the corporations go back to hiring humans to replace the robots, giving them a good living wage. We cut ties to people who first created the concept of one world government, from King George III to the Committee of the 300 and the Black Nobility, as well as all businesses that have carried these ideas into our future through people of fantastic wealth and influence, like banks, politicians, insurance company, along with major corporations, United Nations, and the World Economic Forum. See the corporations go, we now call the violet flame to transmute all those ideas and concepts, replacing it with manifesting world enlightenment. We cut ties with the creator of these, the Great Reset, digital reset. And that's Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the WHO, Bilderberg Group, the Council of 300, the Council of Rome, Olympians, the Black Nobility, the Family, the Rockefellers, the Trilateral Commission, Society of Cincinnati, the UN, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Bill Gates, Fauci, Henry Kissinger, International Monetary Fund, Illuminati, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Deutsche Bank, the Catholic Church, and all those billionaires. As we cut ties between these groups, violet flaming all their energies, as well as removing all overlays of vows and oaths they have taken together, let there be much infighting with all of them So their plans fall apart, especially this time in Mercury in retrograde. We ask these beings to step into the light, work for world enlightenment, and if they choose not to, due to free will, we ask their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness. We ask the Creator to now redirect their funds toward uplifting the masses, healing the masses, and for all those people that have adverse reaction, we'll see that money compensating them. We call the violet flame to transmute all energies involved with the great reset, the digital reset, starting with the Creator, Klaus Schwab, and his Nazi fascist ideas of world control, starting at Klaus's birth, through his childhood, removing the energy overlay his parents placed on him, indoctrinating him into Hitler's ideology and dreams of a thousand-year rule. Let's cut ties to Klaus's first version of the World Economic Forum, called the European Management Fund, and its Nazi ties. We cut ties to Klaus's idea of killing off the middle class and the poor. As these ideas break down, see the middle class making a comeback all over the world with many new successful entrepreneurs. We cut ties to the energy of global citizenship, another word for world slavery. We cut ties to the ideas of all transhumanism and eugenics programs, which includes the expansion of genomics, nanotechnology, and robotics, and their penetration into human bodies affecting the brain. See all their programs falling apart as we place huge magnets on their overdrives, erasing all programs. Imagine all the computer programs start changing numbers and the ones and the zeros keep flipping over and over and over again, destroying all their saved data, including all the data on their backup systems and any backup of the backup system. See all human machine experiments falling apart, and that includes everything Elon Musk is doing and China and any world government. We cut ties to their books, including A New Deal, A New Frontier, The Great Society, A New World Order, The Great Global Reset, Impact of Science in Society, and Mein Kampf. As we violet flame the material, the words are neutralized and people lose interest in them. Let's make them invisible so they remain hidden. And no forward movement, and people just don't see those books anymore. They don't pay attention, so they don't give it energy. We cut ties to all Klaus's Nazi collaborators and everyone who participates at the Davos summit. As those energies are removed, see it being replaced with benevolent thoughts and how we can help humanity and not enslave it. We anchor the violet flame where the WEF and Nazi headquarters are located. See the energy blaze through all those buildings in Davos, including all hotels, releasing any stuck energy that is for world domination. Again, replacing it with world enlightenment energy. And when they finally come together in March, let there be much chaos. Let there be much, let it be like Mercury in retrograde, perpetual for them. A lot of infighting, a lot of confusion, no forward movement on their part. We cancel clear the energy of the Global 2000, which is blueprint for mass world genocide. Cancel clear, cancel clear, cancel clear. We remove all overlays over all humans regarding COVID vaccines and being muzzled. As these overlays are removed, see people reconnecting to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings who see through the illusions. They start building up their immune systems along with rejecting all GMO foods. See people growing their own organic gardens. In your mind's eye, see Bill Gates having to give up control of all the farmland he bought. If he tries to grow GMO crops on that land, see those crops failing, refusing to grow, being replaced with organic crops. So now let's send the violet flame through the fourth revolution that involves the redundancy of human labor in increasing sectors to be replaced by automation. Also the fifth revolution, stakeholder theory, predatory human capital investment, human capital marketing, digital identity, and the United Nations sustainable capital investments, technocracy, and the New Deal for nature that is land theft. As the violet flame cleans up their plans, transmuting them to light, see all their plans falling apart, being replaced with world enlightenment ideas and thoughts. Now let's send energy out also, so all China's slave programs fall apart, along with their computer programs malfunctioning, and see people boycotting the Chinese Olympics, is also known as the Genocide Olympics. Now let's put up blocks around all employees at the technocracy companies that are creating programs to push these agenda forward. See them going dyslexic when they enter the buildings, messing up their computer programs, the old, the new, and the future programs. Any programs that will be used against humanity, see it falling apart, including all transhuman programs. See all their equipment crashing as we keep changing the program numbers, ones and zeros, along with running big magnets over their hard drives so they lose all their programs. We call to the elementals, the bees, ants, mice, rats, to make nests in the buildings and chew up building and computer wires. We call to the dust mites and mold to infect their computers, rendering them ineffective. Let the computer techs have many brain blocks with new programs that can harm humanity. Let's cut ties to their symbols and sigils the corporations use to stay in power, including Nazi swastikas, the Pentagon, obelisk domes. Anytime you see their symbols, your first reaction should be is to cut, reverse, see them lose power. Seeing that power being returned to the 99%, along with cleaning up and healing the earth and all life forms. For example, Verizon, the word with the Z as a sideways lightning bolt is their sigil. Imagine the Z going either like a backward Z or a two, or a vertical lightning bolt, taking money that's being stolen from people and returning it so we have free communication. AT&T, their sigil is the globe. I imagine it's spinning in the opposite direction and spinning money back to the people they've robbed. Anything with a pyramid or triangle, let's all imagine it upside down. So the people at the base are empowered and the few at the top lose their control over the people. So the money pours out to the Mother Earth and her inhabitants. Any with the thing with the sun, which is also a big portal. Example, British Petroleum. Let's all imagine that the sun now shines on Mother Earth, that it's no longer a portal to suck in power and money toward the corporations, but a giant portal of love that shines kindly on all people and no longer sucks in energy, instead pouring money and the power back to the 99% into social health and the clean up earth programs. Anything with a magnet. Let's all imagine it reversing. If the magnet faces east, we will point it west. So that company is no longer sucking energy from the people and Mother Earth and its powers are shut down. Anything with the Eye of Horus, often the Eye of Horus is used and it spins the energy inward. It sucks the energy in. So let's all imagine the eye spinning their energies out, returning the money from the cable companies to the people. Many corporate logos are portals. Always picture the portals reversing themselves so that the money and energy pours out. You will find once you start paying attention to corporate logos that they're easy to flip to the light and they're good focal points for energy workers to return the power to the people and to Mother Earth. Now, imagine all dark energy of the 1% falling apart, being replaced with world enlightenment energy. See the great reset and digital reset falling apart now. We remove all energy veils that are around all the people living on planet Earth that are keeping them from connecting to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings. And as they reconnect to the Creator, see them becoming conscious, awakened spiritual beings, seeing truth and through all the lies and deceptions as transparency is manifested. See the masses filled with all kinds of divine inspiration on how to create and manifest world enlightenment. If it's for their highest good, let's send energy out to the billionaires so they reconnect to the Creator, allowing them to become awakened spiritual beings that want to help humanity. Let them be divinely inspired to start supporting the masses and middle class by sharing their wealth, helping small businesses thrive, feeding and housing those in need, creating job opportunities for humans as they get rid of their AI programs. Sharing the wealth by rebuilding roads, schools, hospitals, and supporting places of higher learning so everyone can afford to better themselves. Also setting up an adverse reaction to the bioweapon fund so those people are supported. Let all those light workers, and again, as those billionaires give, let them also receive the law of abundance. Let all those light workers working on neutralizing the Great Reset be in a bubble of invisibility, remaining unseen by any of the 1% who have any intent on harm, yet seen by the wealthy benevolent. All right, we're going to fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Oh, let's see. All right, let's do one for negating 5G. So again, take a deep breath. As you exhale, we're going to create another bubble of light. In this bubble of light, we're putting all the 5G and everything it's connected to. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to all New World Order plans, including UN Agendas 21 and 30. See their programs being exposed and shut down. Call to Michael the Archangel to come forward with your sword of blue flame to cut all ties to all 5G direct energy weapon programs on the planet, wherever they're located. Now cut all ties to every piece of equipment that is connected to 5G from whomever or whatever created it. No matter what material it's made of, rock, mineral, plant, animal, or extraterrestrial-based anything. As the ties are cut, we call the violet flame through all the elementals in the 5G programs to cleanse and purify their energies of the negative vibrations they've taken on. See the violet flame transmuting and repurifying this energy back to light. We fill up them up with the energy of angel light to heal them. We reconnect those elementals to the Creator, seeing them fill up again with God's pure divine love, and we command them to be neutral, to not work, to break down, and to keep breaking down. See how launching of 5G satellites being blocked, and if it does make it up into space, imagine all those satellites becoming magnets. And space junk magnetized to them, hits it, knocks it slightly out of orbit, but enough where they do not work. And if they've got to come down, let them come down in ways no one will be hurt or harmed. And see all that, all those beings trying to put satellites up there, losing their funding. See the 5G satellite grid transforming into a grid of divine enlightenment that helps the masses awaken and integrate light quicker. We ask the angel to go forth and direct some of this energy to all the weak spots in the 5G satellites and have permission to bend metal and move any loose wire that helps break the satellites down. We ask that all computers connected to the 5G program start breaking down and all the information on them goes invisible, as well as with their backup systems. We place a mirror in front of all the 5G satellites and their antennas to return all signals and frequencies back to the 5G satellites. And that will cause them to overload and stop working. And with the rest of the 5G equipment, we're going to see it surrounded by Faraday material. And that also blocks all that energy and keeps it contained. Imagine all 5G computer numbers and zeros flipping and keep flipping so the 5G gets confusing information that keeps it from sending out any more frequencies used by the 5G of 24 gigahertz and 60 gigahertz millimeter waves to the earth, thus not being able to connect with any cell phone towers. This also blocks the waves from working with chemtrails that are loading our bodies up with aluminum, since this is the best conductor for plugging us into the 5G smart grid. On Earth, surround all the electrical equipment, again, with such high energy that anyone who goes around them can't function and goes dyslexic. Now, this is the equipment that they have in their buildings. And see these people as they go dyslexic, putting in wrong information, and are just being forgetful, unconsciously making mistakes in the 5G program with every action, so it becomes unfunctional and it no longer hurt or harms anyone. We command the elemental kingdom, the bees, snakes, flies, ants, birds, fleas, all bugs and molds, microorganism to infest all 5G electronic equipment. And we command that all 5G mini cell phone towers, antennas, receptors, cellular masts, or any utility or light poles, LED street lights, and the cameras, Wi-Fi, connecting it to homes, businesses throughout neighborhoods, and towns are opening up more space for the ever-increasing use of smart objects. Be contained in a circle of cement with a lead overlay to jam all frequencies, placing all those smart devices in a position of harmlessness. See the complicated microchip set in dielectric antenna lens, which is beamforming, a weapons capability antennas blocked from being able to send coordinated radiated pulses in a specific direction in a specified time sequence. This also blocks all concentrated beams of radio waves from being able to be sent or receive any 5G signals, thus not being able to utilize a system called the phased array. So let's cancel clear manifesting what is being called the fourth industrial revolution, which is tied to the 5G that seeks to integrate smart chip low frequency weapons technology with biological process for humanity, that we will all be microchipped in the future. See those plans being blocked and stopped. We command the goddess of truth to bring all knowledge up to the conscious minds of people that can put these 5G in a position of harmlessness. See the masses blocking any more cell towers being installed in any neighborhoods or any street corner, and remove all existing towers. See the masses stop the cutting down of trees for 5G. As these 5G facilities break down, we see all life forms reconnecting to the creator, becoming awakened, healthy, spiritual, divine, happy beings. All right, so fill that up with light and love. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay, guys, we're going to do a really quick one. And we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the energy workers, all the light workers, all the people that are standing up for the world, the people that are going to the streets, the people that are standing up against these passports and inoculations and the fascism. The Nazis are speaking out. They're taking to the streets. See all these people in the bubble. And this is including grandma. She's a good person. See her in this bubble of light, all light workers. So we're going to call the Michael the Archangel, and this includes you guys. Put yourselves in this bubble. to cut all ties and remove all negative energies that are around you that's keeping you from connecting to the Creator, to becoming even more awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And we're going to send everyone energy now to their heart. And as it goes to their heart chakra, let it fill their body up with so much light that they're recharged, regenerated, releasing any stuck energy that is keeping them from being healthy. And as everyone fills up with this incredible high healing divine energy, see now everyone start to magnetize to them everything they need to be successful. People that need to work with, all the divine abundance that they need, not only to pay off their bills, live a comfortable life, fulfill all their divine missions, and have more than enough to share with others. We call the Ganesha the remover of obstacles, to remove all obstacles out of everyone's way so they have a clear path and are successful in everything they do. And now I'm going to ask Spirit to send everyone, all light workers, some of their heart's desires. And let that joy spread to others. All right, let's fill this up with much light, much love. See everyone happy, everyone completing their divine missions, living comfortable lives, uniting as one to quantum leap the world and all life forms farther into the golden age of enlightenment. All right, let's fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay, we're going to close. So what we're going to do is do three ohms. And come on, you can ohm with me. And if we were here in my store, and behind me, if you can see, is my huge 1,000-pound Earthkeeper crystal, Ela. And if we were able to put our hands on the store, she would harmonize us. And maybe we're harmonizing, you know, when we ohm now. I don't know. I can't hear you. So... all right, let's do three ohms. Om. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Wow, that was a rough one. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it. We give thanks for this opportunity to serve. And I'm going to ask that anybody who watches this or listens to this later, this energy work is amplified over 100,000 fold. So guys, you need to ground, put your feet flat on the ground. I want you to feel that earth energy come up your feet. And as the earth energy comes up your feet, feel yourself pull back in body, become very centered, very clear-headed, filled with all these new possibilities. And now that earth energy is coming up higher. Now it's up to your knees and feel yourself becoming very, very grounded, very back in body, very clear-headed, and very balanced. Now, if you're still high after the program, depending on where you are, put on your coat, gloves, and a hat, and go find a tree. Put your hand on the tree. 30 seconds only. Send all your excess energy into the tree. And when you're done, that 30 seconds, ask the tree to send you energy back, and I promise you, you will ground. If you don't want to do that, taking a bath may help you ground. Eating something always is yummy to do, and that'll help you ground even more. But I have to say thank you very, very much for sending, doing this energy, and I am, aren't I? So next week, we're going to do more energy work. There's so much to be done. And again, Valentine's Day, we're going to do another quantum leap and do some more chanting and calling in more divine energy to around the earth and all life forms. So as I know what I'm going to be doing, I will share that information so you can join in. I'm really hoping I can go live on YouTube. I'll find out tomorrow. Anyway, so this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And they come live out of New Orleans, and I'm coming live from Hawaii. You can catch me on my YouTube, and my soul retrieval's on it. I did it last week. And if you want a spiritual tune-up, you know, it's out there. And if you want something more personal, you can always call me at my store at 808-775-9400. We can set up an appointment. Curse removal's on there too. One-stop spiritual shop. So again, thank you guys for joining and giving up this energy. You are wonderful. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And oh my God, I can feel the energy. I'm starting to sweat and get really, really hot. Awesome, says the energy addict. Love you all and see you next week. Aloha.